is given by Bob Anderson at the Barium.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I don't know the name of this retreat. We ought to put it on tape. What is the name up here?
Marion Retreat.
Marion Retreat in Auburn, California. And it's Friday, the 5th, 28th, 93. So we'll get going here. Maybe take a minute to get going. The retreats I go to, Don, in L.A. and Santa Barbara and Santa Ynez and that way, we always talked about alcoholism first before we go into steps and introduce the idea or the purpose of being here other than just staying sober or just reading the book and going to meetings and things like that. Because what happened to me was the fact that I come out of an alky hospital, and then I had a sponsor that was a step man, a God man. And I stayed, this was back in Cleveland, Ohio, and so I stayed with him daily and looking to him and for help and guidance and everything else like that. And after a period of about 3.5 months, I had to leave there and go to come out of California here. And I started going to meetings without my sponsor around, and as I went to these meetings in that way, I didn't, nothing else other than just staying sober, see, and it was because I never recognized what was wrong with me. I didn't even know what I was doing here other than I drank a lot, you know. And so it took me some time in AA, which is not necessary, but it did me. And I had a sponsor, a step man, a God man. And I knew steps, you know, because he just talked nothing but steps all the time to me. As I went along, things were getting better, and so I took that as the reason for coming here. Like, you know, I wasn't falling down drunk, and I had started to acquire things like cars, new cars, and I got a new home even. But I still kept going to meetings, though, and I really didn't ever question that at all. Why I went there, and so. There came a time when it was better than 2.5 years that I knew that there had to be something other than what I had, and I knew that by staying sober and going to meetings and live at meetings. I mean, just stay there, make coffee, and set it up, and buy donuts, and just the whole works. But I didn't know why I kept doing that, other than the fact that everybody said the same thing: just stay sober. But you see, I wasn't aware of the fact that there was something wrong. There was something wrong with me. And this here, it never came to the surface. It was never presented to me, and it was never shown to me or anything else. And what it was is that the disease of alcoholism used to be a word, and it was only a word. And I accepted that word because of my past track record, my life I lived before, because I was a chronic alcoholic, man. I lived every day with booze. I didn't go anywhere without it. And then when I got here, I thought that just by attending meetings and having sponsorships and nice clothes and car and I got my wife and everything else like that. So this here had to come to a head, and it did with me. So all of the meetings before this and all of the step study that I had done with my sponsor, and he was a man that used to pound on me all day. He used to come out here to California and stay with me for a month, 2 months, 6 weeks. And while he was here, it was just nothing but Alcoholics Anonymous steps, and him and I sitting across the table in a little dining room I had, with his big fat finger in my nose like this, pointing to me all the time and telling me all about the steps and this and that and everything else. And I'm telling him, no, it ain't like that, and so on. So all we did was just go back and forth. So there came a time I had to have more than what I had, and I knew it. And what this was about, it was that I knew steps, but I didn't know why they were there in an application form, even how to do them. Because alcoholism is something that I never heard anything all about. I heard a great deal about alcohol because I lived with it. I knew it. But not the disease of alcoholism. So I didn't know that the life that I lived before, the things that I was doing, was the things that made me and kept me drunk. But they were never shown to me. They were only shown to me when I was drunk. And then when I got here and I wasn't drunk, I couldn't see it. I couldn't associate nothing at all to alcoholism. The kind of life I led is that I kept going all the time doing my thing. And I didn't realize that this here, what I was talking about, I was building a character. Now, I don't believe I was born with alcoholism, and I never did believe that, because my track record always proved to me that I always had to learn how to survive in a day I was in, and that meant I didn't give a damn what it did or what it took. I was going to make it, whether I had to lie, cheat, steal, push and shove, fight, or you just name it, I'd do it. And this here, it didn't dawn on me, or I wasn't aware of it, that the disease of alcoholism is a thinking process that I use all the time, even though I know steps, and I know a great deal about steps now, and I'm going backwards now. I'm coming out of steps back into what I call ABCs, meaning the reason for being here and why I'm here and what's wrong with me and so on, and never, never once ever looking at anybody else, you or anybody else. Always looking at me to see what, just exactly, what's wrong here? Why is this world I live in a world I can't live in and I'm not drunk? In the world I used to live in all the time, I had to be drunk to live in that world, but I didn't know why. I couldn't put them the two things together. I just couldn't do it. And I didn't realize that this alcohol was treating my alcoholism, because what it was doing to my mind, it was making the world that I lived in a world I could live in so long as I had the alcohol. But I didn't understand, I wasn't aware of what was doing the alcohol was doing in my head, so I just kept going ahead. And then when I got sober, I thought that the name of the game was just being sober. And never once identifying alcoholism in AA other than a word. See, and Alcoholics Anonymous, going to meetings. And so there had to be, for me, there had to be more of what it is in the day I'm in. But how am I going to find this more? Because I can't supply it myself. And so, and I know, believe me, I used to study in the big book, in the 12 by 12 Sermon on the Mount, and I would go to bed at night and I'd read all night long, never get a minute's sleep or anything else, and go to work the next day, and then I was the same man the next day as I was the day before. And things got better, sure they got better, because I wasn't giving my money away, and I was working, and I wasn't smashing cars and motorcycles up and anything else like that, and so on. But see, it never dawned on me the purpose of keep coming to Alcoholics Anonymous, because I didn't know what was wrong with me, inside me, me only, nobody else, not a soul, just me. And this is the time came that I had to find out exactly who I am and why I'm like I am. And now I know that in Alcoholics Anonymous, as an alcoholic with alcoholism, this is my opinion now, you don't have to know how you got this way, when you got this way, where you got this way, but I did. I had to know this. Because I couldn't find a purpose of coming to Alcoholics Anonymous when you keep going to meetings and you got a brain that talks to you. You got a brain that it just destroys your mind, it destroys people around you. It just goes any way it wants to go for any reason it wants to do it for, and I'm not drunk, and I'm not near the bottle even. How I'll turn on people. People that I love, people that I really concern, that are my friends, they're close people. And how I'll actually do things the same way I used to do them when I was drunk, but I'm doing it sober. And see, I don't, and nobody ever wants to tell me or talk to me to show me when I'm like that. And so this here was what I had to do, and why I called it ABCs, because it's a beginning, it's a start of something that I need to have before the steps, before Alcoholics Anonymous, of the method of living, the way of life. And so it was all about looking at my mind and looking at situations and the day I'm in, why I drive a car the way I drive a car. I can't drive a car by myself. I got to drive your car, my car too. And I don't think that there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't know if you do this, but I do it, see? And I never question myself when I do things like that. I never actually ask me, why are you doing that, see? Because I'm doing something where I get hurt. And not only do I get hurt, I hurt somebody else most of the time. And not only that, but I keep living that life over again, though. See, and that to me didn't jive. Because in Alcoholics Anonymous, it's always said that no matter what, don't drink. See? Don't drink. Just go to more meetings, read more, things like this. Well, this was the same back when I'm talking about. I'm talking about a long time ago, but it's still here today because it's a disease. It's called alcoholism, and it's a disease that's in me. I don't know about any of you, but I know me, see. And before this now, I was always thinking in terms of coming to Alcoholics Anonymous so that I could be with you, whoever you are, and then we can be together and we can share this here, whatever we share. I don't know what it is even yet. And in turn, I can learn, I can have, or I can be now like you are. Because I've seen a lot of guys like my sponsor back then. They were kind guys. They were rattled. They weren't swearing and cussing like I was. They weren't slam-banging things. They weren't wanting to fight all the time. I walk around with a chip on my shoulder, waiting for somebody to do something, say something, so I could prove to them something. And the disease of alcoholism was never, never talked about. All of the meetings that I would go to, it was always referring to maybe a bad wife or a bad girlfriend or a bad IRS or this, that, or anything else, see? And so this here got to be, for me, I knew there was something there, but I didn't know what it was. Because if you were like me and you go to meetings and you don't drink and you work every day, and I worked real hard, and you come home and you got a home and you got clothes, you got a wife and you got the lawns, you cut the grass and everything else like this, see? What's wrong with the picture? You know, why can't I see this stuff, you know? Why do I have to keep fighting? Why do I have to keep going to bed at night and just reliving everything I ever do or think of? Never once looking to see that there's something the matter here. There's something wrong with you, me. And so this here was when, back then, I used to hear, like my sponsor, he was a kind man, good man. But he was kind and good to everyone, not just alcoholics, not at meetings and things like this. Out in the world he lived in, he was the same man out there as he was at a meeting. And I seen this because I traveled with him. I was with him a long time, a lot of years. But I couldn't do that. And I didn't know what he was doing either. And I could see it, but I didn't know what it was. See? And so I had to have it. I had to have more than what I had, but I didn't know how to do it, and didn't even know where it was or what you do to have it. I talked to in San Fernando. There was a stag meeting there. It was on a Friday night. I talked to one guy in particular, and this guy was always talking differently than I was, but he was always talking about his life now as he lived his life now, because he didn't quarrel with life now. And he always talked about the power that he found in the AA, and he called it a power, and I listened to him well because he said the word power. And I was against any words like God or churches, religion, or anything. They were things that I wouldn't let in my life. I just wouldn't do it. So I started to do something then. But as I started to do this now, I still kept going backwards. I still kept reliving experiences of yesterday, of my past, and I kept doing these things. But now there was something noticeable about whatever I was doing, because I knew that I shouldn't do it, but I didn't know how not to do it. And I started to become aware more of the disease of alcoholism as I lived my life by looking inside of me. Now this alcoholism is a mind controlling. It lives in my mind. It's in the book. It's in the 12x12. It says all the things I'm saying. I'm not saying something because I think this says this or anything else. This is print that I'm talking about. And so I started to pay attention a little bit better. At the same time, there was a woman speaker that I heard, an alky, at a meeting, and she talked about the Sermon on the Mount. She talked about finding a power again. She called it a power also. And so her sponsor had given her the book, and she, with her mother, got stranded. And anyway, she spent the weekend reading it, and something happened to her, so I went out and bought it. Well, all of this, what I'm talking about now, is only a beginning for me of what was wrong with me, because I never knew this. Because the disease of alcoholism is a mind condition. And I learned a long time ago how to protect me, how to do things so that I survive. I get ahead. I get what I want when I want it, even. And I didn't know that the disease of alcoholism is a character that I was building. Now, this character that I'm building is the character that I am, period. Now, this here just took a period of time. It also took some more reading. And Dr. Tebow, I don't know if you guys know about him, but I found that in 1957. And it's in Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age, back in the back there where it says Medicine Looks at Alcoholics Anonymous. And it's about ego factors. At the same time now, this here was all starting to... I was becoming aware of a performance that I have to give in my life that I'm in, regardless of what's going on, but I don't know how to do it. And I don't really know how to do that. I mean well in my head. I start out the day like I did when I was drunk. When I was drunk, I meant well. I would talk to me and I would tell me all the things that I was going to do and I was going to make it right and I wasn't going to do this and I wasn't going to do that. And I'd even go and tell the boss that, see, so he wouldn't fire me. But I couldn't do anything about it. I wound up doing the same thing I always do, see. And so this here, what I'm talking about, was a slow period of time. It was for me. It was a piecemeal thing. It was a thing that I couldn't, I just couldn't keep alive. I just kept losing it. And I never knew why I lost it either. And I never questioned that either. So here I am now, I'm trying to do something. And this here, what I was trying to do, I'm trying to do what I'm told to do. I'm trying to live, like my sponsor says, in the steps. So here I am, I'm fighting me, and I'm using me as the source of supply. The disease says to me that I should be who I am. I should do it this way. I don't like you. I don't like the way you drive. I don't like the way you look. I don't identify that as a mind function that I use for my life. This is alcoholism now, what I'm talking about. This is a mind that controls me. Now, this mind will tell me things, and I listen to it, and I believe it. Now, this is only me that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm only speaking to me. That no matter where I go, this same mind that talks to me anywhere I go. And there's meaning well. I meant well now, even as much as or more than I did when I was drunk, and I still can't do it. Whatever it is, I can't complete it to good purpose. I just can't do it. Something happens along the line. Something gets in front. I forget things. Somebody says something, and then it turns me around. I got another chip on my shoulder, waiting now, looking for trouble. And I can't stop it. I want to stop it. And I don't want to say these things and do these things, because every time I do it, I go the whole way. I just fight. I fight all the time. And I'm either fighting inside or I'm fighting outside. The disease of alcoholism is always talked about, for me, what I heard and what I was told, was always talked about yesterday. In the yesterdays. It was always coming from a drunken behavior, a drunken life. It was always coming from somewhere where I actually lived that life. But now I'm not living that life, and I still got the same thing wrong with me, and I can't identify it. It's my head. It's my mind. It talks to me. I'm a self-talker. I listen to me. And then by listening to me, I become the authority for my life, because this is where the power lies that I found later. Meaning in step two, what they're talking about in step two. But while before I get to the steps, though, because I've already been through them, there's no reason for me to go into steps, because I tried it, and I really sincerely tried it, and I couldn't have any success at all. Because each day came and went. I might have a good day, and every day wasn't a bad day, I know that. And every day wasn't an alcoholism-filled day, I know that. But when it came just like it came when it was when I was drunk. It did damage. It was there. It thought that I acted the same, thought the same, and I was the same man that I've always been. I haven't got no alcohol in me, and I haven't had it for years, though. I can't honestly, really, tell somebody, be with somebody, my wife, say, and I can't honestly care for and tell her things that I should tell her and talk to her about. I can't do it. There's something wrong inside of me that won't let me do this. It's the same thing with the guys, all these guys that I've been with all these years in Alcoholics Anonymous, the stag meetings and all this, is that I have to wear this suit of armor. I have to show you somebody that I'm not, but I've got to show you this, because I'm afraid of being found out. I'm running scared inside, and I don't know why I'm running scared, because I've got money in my pocket, I've got all my possessions that I need for my life, and I got a job. But why do I have to keep playing a role all the time? And this role that I play, it makes the world I live in a world that I don't want to live in it, because it's the same world I come from. And I can't, honest, the self-honesty to self now, not to you, just to self, is that I know there's something wrong with me, and I want to do different, but I don't know how to do different. Everything I do is based on the same old way. My past now is always my today's, because I have to live from that information. Because that's all I've got. I haven't got anything else. I got no place else to go. My mind can't, it just has to do the best it can do. And that's all it can do. And that's what brought me here. And I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know if this here is important to you, but it's very important to me today, now more so than before, because even today, I can't excuse my behavior today if it goes the wrong way. If I pick on somebody, if I use my brains today by driving out in the freeway, doing anything at all, if I entertain a thought, I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong to do it, but I'll still do it. But I know it's alcoholism. So I don't have, now I have some other kind of method, but I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about then identifying it as it is today, because it's alcoholism. It's never alcoholism. You don't treat it and it's gone. You don't get a long stretch of time away from the bottle and it's not there anymore. Because I had to learn that I've got a brain. Now this is back in alcoholism now. And I have a brain, a mind that I use in my life that got damaged. And the damage that it did is still there. If I use this mind for my life, that doesn't mean that I'm a mechanic, I'm an electrician, I'm a welder, I'm a hydraulic man, I run heavy equipment, I do many things, and I do them successfully for years, many years. This isn't what I'm talking about, see, but I can't separate this now from the life that I have. I can't separate the disease of alcoholism, because the alcoholism is in my head no matter what I do. I don't care if I do it well or if I do it bad. It doesn't make no difference. What's behind there is the person that I am, and I'll always be this person, this character, because it's my mind. It's alive. It's called an ism because it is alive. And it's coming from alcohol. In the beginning, I used to think, well, after you're sober 2.5, 3 years, why do they call it alcoholism? I'm not drunk. I'm not drinking. And I never once paid any attention to that, for any information so that I could use it in my life, so that I can have a day where I'm not talking to myself, so that I look around and I see things and I don't have to get wrapped up emotionally or any other way. So I don't have to think in terms that I have to fix something, I have to change something, I have to show something, I have to prove somebody something. I have to tell you, you're doing it wrong. See, the disease of alcoholism is a power, but it's in me. And when it's in me, it does to me exactly the same thing it always does. It controls me. It makes me think and act and do and be who I am. And that's all I am. And I can do no more. I can do no more than that. My life became important to me. This is a long time ago, and it's still this way today. Now, I don't know how you look at your life as an alcoholic with alcoholism, but I must look at it the way I look at it. Because I can't afford to go back to where I used to be. I cannot afford to use the mind I have for my life. It does damage today. It gives me an unmanageable life. My disease of alcoholism, if it isn't treated, meaning the program of recovery now, if it isn't treated, then I must be the same man as I've always been, and I don't want to be that man no more. Because this is why I came here. This is why I come to meetings right now. This is why I'm here, right now, this very minute. This is my life. And this is important to me, very important. See, because when I get out in the world I'm in, other things become important. And this could be gals, it could be cars, it could be money, jobs, it could be anything. I've been many, many places. In all of these places I've been, I could actually honestly think that there is the thing I needed and I want the most. I've got to have it. If I can only have this, I'm going to be all right. All kinds of self-talking goes on. And yet, though, the disease is looking me right in the face and I can't see it. I'm not aware of it. I'll put these other things in front, and I go for it. And I don't care. And I don't care what happens. I don't care what goes down. And my life is not important now. So this here, alcoholism, I know for a fact that you and I, as alcoholics with alcoholism, we can talk now, and we can keep talking right now, this minute, right now. Because you could describe alcoholism as it is in your life today, because it's either treated or it's untreated. Either way, it doesn't make no difference. Because if it's treated, then the alcoholism is there, but it's not being used. If it's untreated, it's being used, and the life you have now is a life you can see. You know it. You recognize it. The other is the same also. So it's a living thing. It's a growing thing. It's a thing that never stops. Even though I'm not drinking, even though I do differently in my life today, my alcoholism is still there. My track record will prove this, not yours, mine. Because this is what I do. The days that I'm in, when I don't have the treatment going on, meaning the program recovery and for what it is in the 12 steps, then I'm doing the same thing I've always done. But see, my head tells me, my ego tells me, that no, that's not true. That's not true. You've got a lot of time behind you. You're all right. You've been sober. You've done so much good, this, that, and everything else. You can just go ahead and just act like you please and do as you please. No way. No way. Because I'll do the same things that I've always done before. I'll start picking on people. I'll start using people. I'll start taking again. The description of alcoholism has to be talked about, I believe, before any alcoholic could have any success in the 12 steps, because if you got into the steps like I did, without any information or awareness, without any identity of the disease, how can you even look at anything if you don't have a reason to look at it? How can you do something if you can't realize or can't be aware that it's got to be looked at? It's got to be brought to the surface, because it's my life. It's not yours. There's so much to me, for me, and about me, that says to me that this here is going on right now. Because the minute that I'm in, the minute I get running scared, the minute that something happens in my life, something, some kind of adversity, some kind of trouble, some kind of a pressure, some kind of a concern comes on, right away, man, I get I get thoughts. And I start getting concerned, worried. I start thinking right away, doomsday's coming again. I'm thinking now I'm going to lose. I'm thinking now that I better do something. I haven't got the power to get sober even. I'm going to try to fix something I don't even know what it is yet. My head tells me, go ahead anyway. See? It talks to me, and I don't know why. I don't know why it talks to me. I really don't know. Because I can't do anything about it anyway. But yet I listen to it, and I get in trouble. See, the disease of alcoholism, if it isn't brought to the surface, in other words, brought out of me and looked at and kept there, it'll disappear. I don't know why, but it does. It just gets shoved aside. Telephones ring and stuff like this. And then I answer the phone. I forget all about the disease. I forget all about my troubles. I even forget about what I was mad at, because my mind went someplace else for a minute, and it left it. And this here is something that I don't know why. I don't know why this happens. Now, see, because I took Alcoholics Anonymous. So I had a sponsor, like I said, a godman, a stepman. He took care of my life now. I spent 3.5 months with him in Cleveland, Ohio, then came out here to California, and he kept coming out and staying with me a month, 6 weeks, maybe 2 months. During this time, see, is that I'm always thinking, my head is always thinking, I'm telling me, I'm going to be all right. I'm eventually going to get it. He had 9 years when I yelled for help. His birthday was in December of 1943. My birthday is in December 1952. I'll be all right. And so this here, this to me, started to add up. It started to do something. And what it did, it made me look at my life, and my life suddenly became important. Because up to this time, see, the disease of alcoholism, at that time, was full bloom. It was going all the time, full bloom. And I was only, now and then, I was only touching it. Every now and then, I was only touching it. I was, certain days, I wouldn't be wrapped up in troubles and things like that. I'd be happy, smiling. Things were going good, and I'd have a good day. But they didn't last, not very long. All I had to do was get in the picture, and then they went away, too. If I don't keep talking, even today, recognizing, becoming aware of why I'm here in Alcoholics Anonymous, I've been here over 40 years. If I don't do this, you know what my 40 years tells me? It tells me you're all right. You got it made now. You don't have to do that stuff anymore. I know this stuff. I really know it. See, self-talking to self tells me that. I won't tell me that. See, my disease tells me that. And I listen to it because that's what's there. That's the power that I go to. When I go there, it does the same thing it always does. It protects itself. It wants to go for what it wants to go for. How much of this here, for you, I don't know, but I'll tell you about me. Is a long time ago, I got sick and tired of hearing guys around talking the way I talk. Talking about God, talking about 12 steps, talking about things that I know a great deal about that. That's what I'm here for, that's what I learned. So I tell myself, I don't want to hear that crap anymore. That's not needed. I know where I'm at now, and this, that, and so forth. Even today, believe me, the disease of alcoholism is stronger today in my life like I know it is if you're an alcoholic with alcoholism in your life, just because there's a time span where the alcohol isn't there, the disease grows because it's a mind controlling. It's a mind that is a power. It's a mind that sees things, wants things, and it does things. This is something that I have to look at it anyway. And so that my disease of alcoholism, my way of thinking and living, isn't 40 years removed from my mind. It's still there, and it's been growing ever since. It's the same way as that when I'm in the program of recovery, when I'm actually using STEP, it grows also. And it grows because of what's there in the steps. We'll get into that later in the steps. But the only thing that I'm talking about now is trying to identify something that's brought me here, not by name, not by the word alcoholism, but by the performance of what alcoholism is, what it does. Because each one of us, as we stay sober, as we go through the days we're in, if your life isn't important to you, you're all of a sudden you're going to start looking elsewhere. You're going to consider other things. And these other things you're going to consider, they might burn you. They might hurt you. You might have to think a certain way to have them. And this certain way, if you think this way, you're going to get in trouble. I know this for sure because I got in plenty of trouble doing the same thing. But yet, though, I said to myself at the time, I was willing to suffer the consequences to do what I was doing, to have what I was having. And most generally, it was all about women. It was always about taking all the time. The disease of alcoholism is not, it's steady, it's going on right now. It's repetitious, it'll keep going, it won't die, it can't die. It ain't laying in the corner over there some way waiting for you to call it in because you need it. It's in my mind, and I know it's in your mind too. And all you have to do is give it any energy, any consideration, any power power at all. And you're back to where you were, your past track record. Now your yesterdays are your todays. All your past is what you got now again. If you're like me, you certainly wouldn't want to go back there again. To talk about other things in Alcoholics Anonymous meetings without describing or without even looking at or considering a reason for being here, a reason for being in Alcoholics Anonymous, to spend years buying books, going to meetings, doing many, many things, and never, never even be aware or never benefit to know why you're here. The purpose of really being here isn't just to find a way of life where you don't have to drink. I thought it was that at first. I thought I wound up in an alky hospital strapped down on a bed that was screwed to the floor, and they fill you full of praline, and you're spread eagled out. You can't move a muscle. Man, I don't want to go back there. I don't want to do things like that anymore. And to think that any amount of years, because I have years, and away from the bottle, is all that's necessary. Man, you've got to hear differently if you're an alcoholic with alcohol. You've got to. If you don't, all of your yesterdays, regardless of what they were, you're going to be your tomorrows. Because alcoholism says that. It says exactly what it says. If it isn't treated, it'll do again the same thing it always done. You know, one of the things that I talk about, and I used to think a long time ago, is for somebody to tell me I have a bad brain. I didn't like it. See, all alkies are thin-skinned. You can't touch them. You can't tell them something. You can't show them something. You can't pick on them. You can't tell them they're doing wrong. They get mad. They get excited. They're thin-skinned. They can't take nothing like that. You tell an alky he's got a bad brain. He's got a bad thinker. Right away, he clam right up. You know, he didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear it either. But yet I had to hear it because my life got important to me. I got to find out why I act like I act. Why should I come to Alcoholics Anonymous and spend all this money for books and meetings and traveling and gas and everything? Why should I do that and not know why I'm doing it and not benefit from it? I've got to know. I've got to know. Why can't I laugh like another person laughs, another alky laughs? Why can't I go out and have fun? Real fun. Without going ahead and getting so mad, I have to criticize everybody in the room. I have to judge everybody there. I have to look at everybody and see their faults, find their faults. I don't know if they got them, but I'll find them. Why do I have to think like that? Why do I have to get so wrapped up in my head all the time that I'm thinking so far in the future or so far in the past? Man, I live like that all the time. That's the disease of alcoholism. You know, in page 23 in your big book in there, when it talks in there, they're talking about the alcohol and alcoholism. It would be academic if the alky never took the drink in the first place. So it shows you that the disease centers in the mind, not the body. Because I always kept separating me because I thought I'm that far away from the bottle, meaning years, that it has, there's nothing to worry about there. Nothing at all. You tell her ain't. There's a lot to worry about. Because it's a mind that's damaged. Step one tells me in there, glass in hand. I warp my mind. What's a warped mind? That's me. I got a warped mind. But I'm going to have to find this out. I'm going to have to look at it. But how can I find this if you don't tell me, show me what the disease is other than a word? Show me how it functions. Show me what it does in the world out there. How it makes me the person. I don't want to be that person. Man, I can't even look in the mirror most of the time. If I do, I can't look at my eyes. Because I've been up to so much crap all the time, so much dirt. My mind's in the sewer half the time, and I'm sober. And step two tells me, on the last page, on step two in your 12x12, it says that I'll admit I'm a problem drinker, but in fact I won't admit I'm mentally ill. See, they're talking about me. They're talking about me. When I got to where I was at, when my life became important to me, is that I had to start looking at Alcoholics Anonymous now. The reason I'm here is because of me. I'm not here for you. There's no way I'm here for you. I'm here for me because I'm going to die if I don't have this. I know that. And so I had to learn how to start living in the day I'm in so that the importance of things now is about me. So this here means now, how am I going to do this? I'm going to have to find a way to do it. Well, I did find a way for me. I had to take out that plural pronoun of we, ourselves, they, them, us. And I had to put in me, I. So I have to change this now as I read, as I talk, and as I am, and the day I'm in. I've been this way for a lot of years. Is that this is the same today as it was on all of the yesterdays. My disease, again, is my life that has to be treated. Otherwise, I can't have this life. I can't be the man that God wants me to be. I cannot. There's no way I can have it. Because the separation of the bottle isn't the problem. The separation away from me is the problem. And I'm not even aware of it. I'm not even aware of it. And so now we got so much to look at before anything is done in Alcoholics Anonymous as far as the method of living or what's needed. The recovery program is nothing, no more than 12 steps, incomplete. Now, this is only my opinion, my idea, and my opinion, what I know, what I read, and what it says in print. And so I'm going to have to start looking at this now, because when I sit there like you're sitting at meetings, going into years, many years and all that, I get tired. I get so I don't want to hear this stuff. It doesn't mean nothing to me. It isn't important to me to hear this. That's what self tells the self now. So as I sit there with like you're sitting, and there's something going on like this, I don't realize the disease of alcoholism doesn't want to sit here. And I'm talking about me now, see. I'm talking about the power of me. My mind drifts off. It goes many places. And I still stay here, though, but my mind leaves the room. And this alcoholism, and I won't identify it. I won't recognize it. I won't even consider it. I think the speaker is full of it. I think you're talking cockeyed. I think you're talking about something. I don't want to hear that stuff, you know. And yet, though, I come here because I couldn't go anywhere else. I was dying. I almost died. And now that I don't have alcohol in me, I think I'm not aware of what's happening here. I'm not aware of how important it is for me to be somebody that I can't be by myself. And this isn't steps. I'm not talking about steps. I'm talking about what I call the ABCs so that I can have what the other that I seen around me, like my sponsor, that they had. And what they had was a way of life that I never had. They were consistently, constantly having a world that they lived in that they wanted to live in that world. The only time I had that world is when I bought a new car, when I got a new house out in Canoga Park, out in the valley, when I got maybe a new gal. Everything was fine. See, and the character that I am, coming from the life that I came from, is still the same character all the time. He thinks the same, he acts the same, he does the same. He's equipped with the same mind. The alcohol wasn't even there. But the disease was. No, thank you. So, talking tonight, the opportunity, most of the time, this isn't like a regular meeting. This isn't like going down to, every week down to their, whatever you do, two, three meetings, whatever it is. It's not the same thing. Here at a retreat like this here, I found out that I can have something now, because in the process of this here, this disease of alcoholism, when it's being treated in the program of recovery, there's going to be an effort, a lot of work, a lot of things brought to the surface that I can use and benefit from. But I must identify the alcoholism first. I must do this. The reason I must do this is because my mind won't stay here long enough to do this. My body stays here, but my mind don't. And I don't identify that again as the disease of alcoholism. My life became important to me so much so that as I drive my car, as I live in the day I'm in, regardless of where I'm at, what I'm doing, on the airplane, coming here, whatever it is, there's got to be a relationship with a power that I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous that's greater than me. But we're not in steps. But I must know why I'm here and what it is that's wrong. Because, you see, I'm always transferring. I'm always looking elsewhere. I'm always blaming other things. I'm always saying that this here, when it changes, I'll be all right. Or I'll get this, or I'll do this, or something like that. Man, I've been sober a lot of years, and this here, this mind of mine is stronger today than it was when I got here. It tells me stuff today that it never used to tell me a long time ago, because it wasn't there then. See, I didn't have all the people around me, and the money, and the cars, and the women, and everything, you name it. Because everybody back then, I used them all up, threw them all away, and I didn't have anybody left, see. So now here in AA, I'm given an opportunity, I really am, to live in a world that I don't even know this world. Today I don't know this world even. It's a beautiful world. It's a world that I never knew. It's a world that I didn't lose it through drinking, because it didn't have it. But see, the thing now, the only thing I'm talking about is that the disease of alcohol, I'm an alcoholic, I've got alcoholism, but you must tell me exactly what do you mean by that? And what I mean by that is the alcoholism is alive, it's in me, it's controlling my life if I use it. If I give it the energy, the power, it'll do to me exactly what it's always done, and worse even today. And so I don't want to do that. But you see, living in a world that I live in, so much goes on so fast, so quick, that the moment I leave this building or leave you guys and get out alone in the world I'm in, from that moment on, anything could happen. Because you see, all of a sudden I have to pay attention to cars driving. I have to pay attention to maybe anything that's going on around me, and phone calls and wives and kids or whatever. And see, the disease of alcoholism takes off again. The reason it takes off is because there's nothing else there but that. Because if alcoholism is in my mind, and that's all that's there, that's all it can do, is do the same thing over again. The purpose of coming, what I'm driving at now, the purpose of being here, is that Alcoholics Anonymous isn't some place you come to just to, because you got no place to go, or you hang around and maybe eventually things will get better or whatever it is. And it isn't a place where you come to suffer and you have to stay in the sewer, or you have to stay down low again. And like I got a hit bottom, and the bottom I hit was really a bottom, man. And it isn't nothing like that at all. So what is it? So there's a method. There's a method to live for an alcoholic with alcoholism so that it can be treated. Treated means that it's not there to be used. It means that something's happening to us. Treated. It's just like when you treat a sunburn or anything else. Treat cancer, anything else, give you radiation. You've got to treat it. You've got to do something with it. And so this is what it's all about here, as far as I'm concerned. Because listen, today, this day, and I'm not talking about yesterday, I'm talking about this day. If this disease of alcoholism isn't treated, you know what? It's the same thing for me as it is for you. I'm going to do damage. I'm going to think bad thoughts. I'm going to start using people. I'm going to start looking at you and criticizing you. I used to, you know, I'd be at a meeting, you know, this is a long time ago. I'd be in a meeting, and there's a guy there who's got a beard on. He's got a beard. I don't like guys with beards. Yeah. And I'm sitting here stewing about that, see. Where the meeting's going on, and I'm sitting here, and there's somebody speaking up there who's going to save my life, and I'm worrying about his beard. This is my head, my mind. It's talking to me. I'm listening to it. And it's doing to me the same thing it's always done. It's making my life unmanageable. I can't live in the world I'm in because there's too much conflict, too much trouble. Next thing you know, I look at a guy and he's got an earring on his. I think, oh, Jesus, what's he wearing an earring for? You know, he ain't a woman, he's a man. These are real thoughts now. See, these are real. This ain't, I'm not telling you stories from somebody else. This is me. I can't live in the day I'm in unless the disease is being treated after many years. I can't. Everywhere I look, I find fault. I really do this. I don't know. If you do it, then you have to put the shoes on and wear it like I do. Then, see, because I do these things. But these things that I'm doing, I never was aware that the disease of alcoholism is there, and it's not being treated, and I got an unmanageable life again, because my life now, it can go anywhere at all. It really can. It can get in real trouble. It can do damage, real damage. And when I leave, wherever I'm at, when I'm like that, I take that with me. Because the disease of alcoholism doesn't stay in a room. When I leave the room, it goes with me because it's my mind. And when I go wherever I go, I got the beard and I got the earring and I got whatever else. Maybe you're black. I don't like blacks, maybe. Something like that. See, this kind of thinking is in me. And I know, see, my life's important to me. What am I going to do about this? I can't live like that. I can't survive in a world like that. This is the stuff that kept me drunk. This is the stuff that kept me in a world that I couldn't live in. And here I am in AA now, and I don't want to identify it. I don't want to acknowledge it. I don't want to see it. Don't talk about it. Let's talk about something else. No, I don't want to talk about something else. I want to know what's wrong with me. I came here for me. I didn't come for anybody else, and I'm still here for me. That isn't a selfish thing. That means that the character that I am, I have to be the character that has to be who the steps in God says so. When I'm like that, then I can be in a room like this, and I don't have to worry about your beard. I don't have to worry about your earrings or anything else. And so, see, I'm finding now some things about the disease of alcoholism that I need to know before the steps. Because when I get into steps, I never knew what the bondage itself was. That's in the third step prayer on page 63 in this big book. I don't know what that means. And so I go right past it. There's no benefit there. I've come to AA and I don't know why. And I read it and I heard you read it. It's just words. Doesn't mean a damn thing to me. This has got to be important for my life. If your life's important to you, because how can I explain away thoughts when I look at somebody and I don't like them? Maybe they're fat. Maybe they're skinny. Maybe they're tall. Maybe they're doing this. Maybe they're doing that. I see a guy backing up. I think, man, he can't even back a car up. Hasn't got a thing to do with my life. And there I am. I got my life over there looking at it and criticizing it. I'll never see the guy or the car again, and I'm still worried about it. This stuff I'm talking about is important. It's deadly. It's deadly stuff, believe me. The disease of alcoholism. I've had babies that I buried in the ground. I was a pallbearer for them. They took their own lives because of the disease of alcoholism. And they're in AA. 5 years, one guy. 5 years. And he couldn't go through another day. You know what he did? He took a 22 and shot himself right behind the ear. He couldn't go through another day. The disease of alcoholism, and he was 5 years away from the bottle. The disease of alcoholism was killing him. His mind was talking to him. He couldn't stand it. He couldn't go another day with what was going on. And whatever went on, you know, like I know, that life still is out there for all of us. No matter how many years we got. It's divorces, accidents, troubles, death, all kinds of things. It's still there. But the alcoholism isn't there to use it, to think about it, and to destroy yourself because of it. That's what I come here for and didn't even know it. See, it isn't just a question of coming here and learning about staying sober and paying bills and getting a job and all this. Sure, that's part of life and living out there. Sure it is. But the important thing about this is that so that I can have something now in me that belongs there so that this disease of alcoholism doesn't come charging in, doesn't want to be satisfied. Dr. Tebow saved my life. He really did. Because this came out in 57. In 57, I already had 5 years in AA. In 5 years, I was still a ranting, raving fool. 5 years, and I was still looking for trouble. I was younger. I was, 57. I was 35 years old. 36, going on 36 years old. And here I am, and I'm just as mean, and I'm a pretty big guy then, and I'm tough, and I want to punish people, and I want to show everybody. And I'm living, and I don't even know why. And here Dr. Tebow is telling me in here about an ego factor that I never even considered, never looked at, never even identified. And it set me free, just as quick as that. But it wasn't free forever. It was only free because at the day I was in, I was actually doing what was necessary to do so the ego wasn't there. It was being treated. Treated means it wasn't being used. It was put out. Something else was put there. A couple more minutes and then I'll get off of it. And how much of this you guys want to identify, you want to talk about? Because this is very important to me. It's very, very important. Because you'll find out, like I found out, that time isn't a factor. It's never a factor at all. I don't give a darn how many meetings you've been to and how many years you've been sober and how many prayers you give and how many you did this and that and everything else. The disease of alcoholism is so strong, it's so devastating, it's so powerful, it's so hidden. It's hidden all the time. Until you, if your life's important, then you'll start recognizing it. You'll start identifying it. You'll start to see that you can't, as an alcoholic with alcoholism, not you personally, but whoever you are, if you do certain things, you're going to pay a price. If you think thoughts that shouldn't be there, they're harmful thoughts. They're thoughts about other people. They're thoughts about criticism, judgment. You're starting to go into the alcoholism. If you keep it up, you're exactly the same person you've always been all your life, and that's why you drank, and that's why your life's unmanageable after you're sober and have a lot of time. That's what's talking about me. I don't want to have to pay that price. If somebody would have told me back then, they'd set me down and say, Anderson, you got a brain that's injured. You got a brain that's damaged. It goes in it's perverse. It goes to the wrong end all the time. It's always trying to protect itself. It's always talking to you. It's always wanting something different. It can never be pleased. It's got an ego factor in there that wants a pat on the back. It wants everything when it wants it, and it wants it now. Take a look at it and see what it is. Then when the time comes, when the steps are introduced as a method of living, now there's a purpose. Now there's something I can identify, even though I can't do it. Not yet. But at least I can. I'm open to it. I can say, man, that might be me. I might need that. Maybe I act like that. Maybe when I go home, why can't I say something nice instead of seeing something wrong? This is me. I used to go to my house, and Ron reminded me today about it. The sponsor I used to have, I lived in Hart Street over in Canoga Park. He used to come from Cleveland, Ohio, and stay with me a month or so or whatever. He'd be in my house, and I'd come home from work. My wife's in the kitchen cooking. I just walk in the house, and I'm carrying a package, see, it's me. And I start to use it, and my sponsor walking around. He never says nothing to me directly, but he shakes his head. He just goes like this. He just shakes his head, man. He can't understand what I'm doing, you know. And I'm raising heck, and I'm causing trouble. And I got a new home. I got a good wife. I took through the drinking years. I got my sponsor there. I got a new car out here. I got a home with all the furniture. I got clean, good clothes and everything else. And I'm in there finding fault. I'm trying to see something in there that I can pick on. I walk in that door, and I'm raising hell. My sponsor's shaking his head again. There he is, doing it again. I used to go in meetings up in San Fernando. I'd walk in the door. I'm red as a beet. I just got in a fight out there with somebody on the freeway or on the street. Somebody didn't start up fast enough, or he stopped too quick, or maybe he didn't turn his turn signals on, or something went wrong, and I said, man, it shouldn't be like that. You know, alcoholism. I don't know how much of this you need. I don't know how much you even heard, but it's a message. And I know for me, and I have seen this for a lot of years, and I know through a lot of many, many alcoholics, the need to know why you're here becomes so important for your life, so that you don't have to waste, and you don't have to throw people away, and you don't have to do the things you used to do, that you can be happy, joyous, and free. You can find a way of life that wasn't there before. That's about all on this here. We got some time to talk about it. You guys want to, however you want, on this kind of, this night here, so... Most generally, we spend 2 hours. We spend an hour, I do, on talking about alcoholism to bring it out. And then the rest of the time, we always run it from 8 to 10. So if it's okay with you guys, we got whatever's left. It's 9:01 on my watch, so we've been at it almost an hour. Yeah. So if you want to spend the next hour, we can talk. This isn't about, we don't need to talk about war stories. We don't need to talk about